Well, as you may have been hearing, Australia has become the first country in the world to ban social media for children under the age of 16, blocking them from platforms including TikTok, YouTube, Instagram and Facebook. 10 of the biggest platforms were ordered to block children or be fined by up to close to $50 million Australian dollars under the new law. It has been criticised by the major technology companies and free speech campaigners, but praised by many parents. Let's have a listen to how some Australians who are under the age of 16 are reacting to the ban.
It would be fine for some people, but for some people it would like worsen their mental health. They might not figure out how to get the help they need because sometimes a Google search isn't enough.
Many people now and even before now have been very attached to social media, and some people use it as like a lifeline for like escaping reality.
For me, it was my community and my lifeline. Social media was the place that I went to when I needed people to talk to who understood me. Obviously, being a young queer person in a pretty small school with less than 600, it was difficult to find people who understood what I was going through but could also relate and help me in those situations. And I was so fortunate to find a community of people online who not only understood my struggles but could help me through them. My biggest thing is that if somebody can go get a piercing, can go get a job, can go get their own Medicare card, can get a tax file number, can go take their driver's knowledge test before the age of 16, and they can do all of these things with the trust that they are responsible enough to handle it and advocate for themselves if it becomes too much. How can we then say they can't hold a social media account?
Some upset there over what they say is their lifeline and their connection to others being taken from them. Well, for more on these new laws around social media in Australia, we can speak to our work and technology correspondent, Brian O'Donovan. So, Brian, there was much coverage in advance of this. And now that this ban has taken effect, how will it work?
Well, Karen, from today, under 16s in Australia are banned from using 10 social media platforms, including TikTok, X, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Snapchat and Threads. What are not included in the ban are YouTube Kids, Google Classroom, WhatsApp or the gaming platform Roblox. Effectively, under 16s cannot set up new accounts and existing profiles are being deactivated. Social media companies face fines of up to €28 million for serious or repeated breaches and for failing to take reasonable steps to keep children off their platforms. Now, they've been told to do this by using multiple age assurance technologies, including government IDs, face or voice recognition, or age inference, which uses AI to analyse online behaviour, movements, interactions to estimate a person's age. Now, the ban does anticipate that children will probably lie about their age, and the guidelines from the Australian Online Safety Commissioner warn that children may try to upload fake IDs or use AI to make their photos appear older than they actually are. The safety watchdog has acknowledged that no situation is likely to be 100% effective. We know as well that many teens are expected to set up fake accounts, use VPNs to hide their locations, or set up joint accounts with their parents in order to circumvent this law. Now, some teenagers and digital rights campaigners have already taken legal challenges against the ban. So I think the language of this legislation, Karen, when we see words like platforms having to take reasonable steps and this acknowledgement that children will try to lie about their age, I think there's an acceptance here that this may be difficult to police and may be difficult to enforce. The Australian Communications Minister said the ban may not be perfect and it may look a bit untidy at the start, but that big reforms always do. And you can be sure, Karen, this is a world first. So the world is watching, including Ireland, to see how all of this will play out and to see if it might work in other countries.
And it will be interesting to see how it's monitored and its impact. As you say, other countries will, of course, be watching. Now, we know it's not being considered here currently, but would a similar ban work here in Ireland?
Well, let's first off look at what is being considered here. So we know that yesterday the Communications Minister, Patrick O'Donovan, said that the Irish government is not considering an Australia-style ban at this time. But he added, we hold an Australia-type ban in reserve if we have to. Now, he is looking at introducing a new age verification system on a trial basis next year. It would involve using an online digital wallet linked to a person's PPS number through the MyGovID government identification system. Now, the Irish Council for Civil Liberties liberties. Digital Rights Ireland and other campaign groups have expressed major concerns about any plan that would introduce any kind of state-run digital identity check in order to get online and use the internet. Campaign groups say there are better ways of protecting children online, like making platforms turn off these toxic algorithms that feed harmful content into users' feeds. Legal experts have also warned that an Australia-style ban wouldn't work in Ireland, as it could amount to a breach of human rights under EU legislation. Simon Magar is an internet law expert with Magar Solicitors.
It's explicitly banning a group of people from taking actions which are free for other people to do on the basis of their age. And of course we are able to ban things for children if they're bad for them. If there's evidence, as there is, for smoking, then we can ban it on the basis of that evidence. The difference here is that this is being implemented without any evidence presented. It's simply being implemented on a, I hope this works out and we'll see how it goes, kind of a basis.
And Brian, it will be ultimately the social media companies who are going to be held responsible for any breaches of the new rules. What have they said so far about this ban?
Yeah, Karen, well, I can tell you YouTube is particularly unhappy about all of this. First off, it thinks it shouldn't even be on the banned list in the first place because it feels it's not technically a social media platform, but rather a video sharing platform. It's called the Australia ban. Unfortunate, an extreme position that will have negative consequences. Meta, which owns Instagram, Threads and Facebook, has warned that compliance with the ban will be ongoing and multi-layered. TikTok said it would comply with the ban, but told users that the changes may be upsetting. X became the most recent platform to comply with the ban. Look at those platforms, Karen. TikTok, Meta, X, YouTube, owned by Google. What do they all have in common? They all have their European headquarters here in Ireland. They're big employers. They pay billions in corporation tax here. So if the EU does start looking at an Australia-style ban on an EU-wide level, one would have to wonder, Karen, how loud will the Irish voice be at that table, considering the huge importance of these social media giants to our economy?
It will indeed be interesting to see how it plays out. For now, Brian O'Donovan, our work and technology correspondent, thank you for that. It is 18 minutes past seven.